You know what makes my head spin? Is the infinite nature of God. I guess I grew up imagining God as like a superhero or an exaggerated version of us with just more powers. But the Bible describes God, and I think logic dictates that God is infinite. No beginning, no end, knows everything, has all the power, operates beyond time, isn't bound by anything. So what that means is that with all that time to process and all of that processing power, God knows everything about existence. All the facts, all the math, all the science, all the history, even all of the invisible motives that each human being held for each decision they ever made. That is insane. But what's even insaner, and that's not a word, is that God must also know not just that which has happened and that which will happen, but that which could have happened. So God has gamed out every possible thing that we might pick or that might occur, but not even just in this reality as we know it. That means God, in his infinite mind, has run a full beginning-to-end simulation on every possible version of reality that could be conceived of. Now, some of it is probably like crazy and far out and beyond what we could even imagine, but I'm also assuming that God must have gamed out a version of reality that looks just like this one, except you never watched this video. And God must also have gamed out a version of reality that looks just like this one, but didn't have you in it. You know what's crazy? He didn't pick that version of reality. He picked this one that does have you in it, which means that you matter a lot. It means that you're intentional, and that the first cause, the maker of all things, thought existence accomplished his purposes more with you in it than with you not in it, which I think is just fascinating to think about. I'm Matt. This is the 10-Minute Bible Hour. We'll see you soon.